I was just bringing back the camp for a moment with this one. So, oh, bless you. Lovely to see you. Kind of like new faces today for this particular setting. So, Alhamdulillah, beautiful. Let's take a moment to breathe into our heart space. Just feeling the breath and our body settling. Then feeling each other's presence, and also feeling the presence of those of our brothers and sisters who are not here in this moment for all sorts of reasons, or just holding them and bringing them here as well. And then we are going to say the invocation just in English this time toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the spirit of guidance. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. And the bird was just singing with us the invocation, the bird in your invocation. So, welcome, Emma and Dom. It's so lovely to see you here. We have been for the past a 4 months, we have been reading from Hazrat Inayat Khan's text, The Inner Life, and with Murshid Sam's commentary. And it's kind of like preparing us on this journey of going on this journey into the inner life. And we are going very slowly, so we just read a little bit and then do a little bit of practice and then read a little bit more like this. So we are going very slowly, so we are just at the very beginning still. So today we are starting, and I'm gonna read first. It's the Gataka. Gataka is what Hazrat Inayat Khan has said, and then Tasawwuf is what Murshid Sam has commented on it, and or his kind of spiritual practice of contemplating the words of Hazrat Inayat Khan. So, Gataka. Friends, we are all on the journey. Life itself is a journey. No one is settled here. We are all passing onward, and therefore it is not true to say that if we are taking a spiritual journey, we have to break our settled life. There is no one living a settled life here. All are unsettled. All are on their way. And now, Tasawwuf. It is not only that Buddha taught change was a component of existence. It is that everyone finds it. It is so. People want to progress. This may mean anything. It certainly means that we do not want to remain attached to a certain state. And when Muhammad said, "No monkery in Islam," he meant not only that a human had a whole life to fulfill, using their whole body and whole personality. He also meant that the spiritual life would be fulfilled in the midst of society, which itself is always subject to change. Now, Gataka again. Only by taking the spiritual journey, you are taking another way, one which is easier, better, and more pleasant. Those who not take this way, they also will come in the end. The difference is on the way. One way is easier, smoother, better. The other way is full of difficulties. Tasawwuf. For on the spiritual path, especially the tariq of the Sufis, tariq is the way, the Sufi path, you could say, or the Sufi school. There is a loving, guiding hand in the guise of a person before one. There is not only reliance in the unseen, which may be uncertain. There is also reliance on the seen, which is not so uncertain. And from this guidance, one has the practices, the exercises, and develops the faculties which make life easier and clearer. So this is basically they're talking about that the amazing thing about the path is that we can rely, we can work with all the masters who have gone before us and all the guides who are available us both in this life and as an inspiration through reading, through hearing their word and so on. So I guess in this at this point I'd like to do a little practice. And I'm trying not to put my paper on the microphone. Can you hear me okay? Yeah. Good. So I would like to use two qualities, two angels to bring them to help us, two wazifas, you could say, for guidance. The first one is Yahadi. Yahadi. And this is the source of all guidance. It is for us when we are ready to actualize and realize all our insights and to walk our authentic walk in life. It is to help us to function in an integrated way and to become part of spiritual community. And it offers also the light of guidance to overcome anger, self-delusion, and panic, and it gives us hope. So that's Yahadi. That's the most kind of like it's like the umbrella of all the wazifas that are guiding us, that are offering guidance. And then the second one we are using is Ya Rashid. Ya Rashid. And this is the state of unerring guidance which is manifested into each and everything. So it is the clarity and it's our capacity to discern and to communicate healing wisdom to all. So, and it brings balance between the unstructured nature of inner inspiration and the structure of formal guidance. So it brings this inner inspiration, inner guidance, and the outer guidance together. So Ya Rashid is kind of it's kind of like answering the question of when we can ask the divine or the God, where to now and how, where am I to go next and how am I gonna get there? So it's kind of quite particular. So, oops, where is my beads? I didn't take my beads here. So we are connecting with this guidance, the overall guidance that is for, it's like the light of guidance that brings us hope. And then the very particular guidance that helps us to move right now where we need to go. Ya Hadi, Ya Rashid. Ya Hadi, Ya Rashid, Ya Hadi, Ya Rashid, Ya Hadi, Ya Rashid, Ya Hadi, Ya Rashid, Ya Hadi, Ya Rashid. Ya Hadi, Ya Rashid, 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 Ya Hadi. Ya Rashid, Ya Hadi, Ya Rashid, Ya Hadi, Ya Rashid, Ya Hadi, Ya Rashid, Ja, Hadi. Ja, Rashid. 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 Now breathing in, Ya Hadi. Breathing out, Ya Rashid. Feeling the openness to receive guidance. For here and now, and also guidance in general. And then letting go of the words and just breathing with the feeling we have just now in our heart. And feeling the gratitude for the guidance we have received in our life so far. Bringing to mind, bringing to our heart those people who have inspired us and supported us and guided us to get so far. Amen. Gataka. And as life has no end of difficulties, from the time one has opened one's eyes on this earth, so one may just as well choose the smoother way to arrive at the destination at which all souls will sometime arrive. Tasawuf. When we study the cosmic metaphysics behind every faith, we find that in all There is a movement from individuality to universality, from selfhood to godhood. It may be worded differently, but it is always the same. And no faith, no revealer, no prophet has ever taught anything else, though the outer garbs may be different. A surah reads, a surah in the Quran reads, "So he who gives in charity and fears Allah and in all sincerity testifies to the best, we will indeed make smooth for him the path to bliss. But he who is a greedy miser and thinks himself self-sufficient and gives the lie to the best, we will indeed make smooth for him the path to misery." Kataka. By inner life is meant a life directed toward perfection, which may be called the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty. In the words of the Orthodox, towards God. Tasawuf. It is also a departure from theology and even philosophy to a life of inward action. Inward action takes the place of some code or standard which fulfills only the requirements of the outer world. The perfection meant by Jesus was not so much flawlessness, but that which took one beyond whatever state one may have been in, which was an experience of transformation and transmutation, an experience, not the words thereof. According to the Upanishads, this experience means a growing capacity for love and bliss, as realities, which is also love and bliss as realities, which is also expressed as the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty. So, I'd like to do another little practice now and call upon another quality, this time calling upon Ya Azim, Ya Azim, which in short you can say it helps us to accomplish extraordinary aims. So whatever we would like to accomplish, Ya Azim helps us to move towards that. Murshid Sam was using Ya Azim. He gave that as a practice to one of his murids who was in a very difficult situation, very kind of desperate and desolate situation. And Murshid Sam said to him, "There is nothing you have ever done wrong in your whole life." Yeah. So that's kind of like what Ya Azim. There's nothing you have ever done wrong in your whole life. You know, just that kind of brings that sense of that, you know, we are always with the divine. We are there already. And it's just kind of relaxing into it and resting in that sense. So that's, it's kind of actualizing the divine presence and really feeling it in a whole of our body and in a whole of our being. So, there is nothing you have ever done wrong in your whole life. Let's do Ya Azim. Invoke that accomplishing of extraordinary aims. Я Breathing in Yazim, filling our being, our whole being with that sense of just feeling the presence, the divine presence in the whole of our being. I mean. Gataka. The inner life is not necessarily in an opposite direction to the worldly life, but the inner life is a fuller life. The worldly life means the limitation of life. The inner life means a complete life. Tasawuf. We do not get beyond limitations by wishing or thinking. There is an unfoldment which comes when the ego lays down its leadership. This is a teaching of all prophets. A Zen master has said, Zen is everyday life. But the attachment to words is so great that usually Zen is not everyday life at all. It has become something different. But with the Sufis, there is no monasticism, though there is a practice of kilwat, seclusion for certain definite periods for certain definite purposes. But that is not the supreme way of life. After Muhammad began his principal functions, he remained in the midst of society and humankind. Gataka. The ascetics who have taken a direction quite opposite to the worldly life have done so in order to have the facility to search into the depths of life. But going in one direction does not make a complete life. Therefore, the inner life means the fullness of life. Tasawuf. It is not only the theory, it is the practice and fulfillment that matters. Yes, there have been saints in all faiths, and they have been most beautiful souls. But they have not always been the examples for others to follow. Therefore, one finds the Sufis in all sorts of capacities, serving in society in low and high functions, and yet finding a satisfaction in inner fulfillment in the God attainment. But God was creator of the earth as well as of the heavens, and he has given the earth to human beings to fulfill his purpose. Gataka. In brief, one may say that the inner life consists of two things: action with knowledge and repose with passivity of mind. By accomplishing these two contrary motions and by keeping balanced in these two directions, one comes to the fullness of life. So the action with knowledge and repose with passivity of mind. So bringing the two opposites together. And one more practice now. And this is a practice that helps us, like with many of these wazifa practices, that we're looking at the opposites, the divine opposites, the human opposites, the two extremes. And by practicing, by really feeling these opposites, we discover the door to a transcendence, or kind of the balance of the two, basically. So the two opposites that we are gonna work with now are Yakabid and Yabasit. Yakabid and Yabasit. Yakabid is the contraction. It's very sober and contracting. It's kind of re-establishing our boundaries, you could say. Sometimes through different things that happen to us in life, our boundaries are becoming sloppy or kind of too open. Maybe we are kind of codependently kind of empathic or kind of like really like too far open and we need to bring ourselves back together, so to speak. We need to draw our boundaries clearly again. We need to contract, become sort of, in a way, smaller but clearer. So that's Jakabit. It's also, when we have, when we have these sloppy boundaries, or when we have kind of allowed ourselves to go too far out, then what it brings with it is this, that we have too many impressions that we have not integrated, that we have not processed. So again, this Jakabit helps us to then become clearer in this way as well, and process, contract and become kind of more inward in order to process all these things that need to be processed. Okay. And then the opposite of that is Yabasit, which is the expansion. It's kind of it's ecstasy. It's kind of going fully into the God consciousness, you could say, and totally kind of letting go of your own sort of self, and being in that quite ecstatic expansion, expanded state. So, and again, that one is when the opposite is true in our life, that when we have, because of things that have happened in life, we have become too closed up, or maybe fearful to open up, or maybe, maybe too hurt, and we don't dare to open up. So this helps us to open up, open up, and become this, like so expansive, as expansive as you can imagine, basically, going really, beyond these limitations and boundaries. And doing these two together, it brings balance between, these two states. And also, it brings balance to us if we are kind of habitually clinging to one. Usually, we habitually like to cling to the expanded state, and we always want to be expanded, and we always want to be open. And this brings balance, and it's kind of like saying that, yeah, both are necessary. We cannot always be in one state. We also need to, bring ourselves back together. So both are needed for the balanced kind of and mature kind of journey into the inner life, you could say. So they help us to help to bring us back to this the state of equanimity. So let's do these two. I really love these two. I go back to them, or come back to them, every so often. So you, if you want, you can also do that, like hand movements, especially at the beginning, to kind of help you. Yakabit, really reminding yourself to bring your boundaries close, and then Yabasit, Yakabit. And Yabasit. And then, when you feel like you don't need to do that anymore, you can just feel or visualize that, those two different movements. Yakabit, Yabasit, Yakabit, Yabasit, Yakabit, Yabasit. Yakabit, Yabasit, Yakabit, Yabasit, Yakabit, Yabasit, Yakabit, Yabasit, Yakabit, Yabasit, Yakabit. Jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit. Jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid. Jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit. Jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid. Jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit, jākābid, jābāsit. And now breathing in, jākābid. Breathing out, yabasit. Then letting go of the words. I mean. I read this last little bit again. Kataka. In brief, one may say that the inner life consists of two things: action with knowledge and repose with passivity of mind. By accomplishing these two contrary motions, and by keeping balanced in these two directions, One comes to the fullness of life. And Tasawwuf. It is here that Sufism differs from yoga. Most of the yoga systems are restrictions, with definite directions and disciplines, and often are self-fulfilling. But there, the attainment is apart from the generation. It is an individual accomplishment. Sufis, though not Buddhists per se, agree with the Mahayanists that the salvation of the individual and of all mankind is the same. Sufis, though not Buddhists per se, agree with the Mahayanists that the salvation of the individual and of all mankind, all humankind, is the same. So I'd like to stop the reading here. And maybe we just take a moment to breathe with whatever we heard and whatever is in our heart in this moment. Letting whatever is useful, beneficial, helpful, letting that sink into our body, in our being, into our being. And that which we find not useful, not helpful, let that be forgotten, and we can just let go of that. Amen. Thank you. I'm going to stop the recording now.